Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yo, yo, what is popping?
Hey, hey.
We are back in the building.
Back in the building.
With another great episode. Listen, y'all, I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm your girl, Lady Free, and welcome to Shift Real Talk.
And we are Shift Real Talk.
Where we are about to unlock some real, raw, and sometimes uncomfortable truths about love, life, and relationship. And
yes.
Today, our topic is, am I the drama?
Yes, you are. You drama. You feel the drama.
When you finally realize that you are the red flag.
Yeah, you full of drama. Yes,
let's get into it.
Listen, before we move on, before we go on, just a little housekeeping rules here. Listen, y'all. First of all, please like, share. We want you guys' support.
Ding.
If you like the content that we are bringing to you guys, please like, share.
Yeah.
Like it, subscribe. Subscribe to the channel, y'all. Come on, y'all. We want y'all to help us out, man.
And
subscribe
as you
to the
come
channel.
Into the chat, make sure you put your name. Give I shifted.
Yes.
So that we can know that you are here.
To the period. Yeah, so listen, y'all. I see a lot of posts going up on Facebook. I just want to say this before we move on. I just feel this in my shining eye.
Yeah.
In my shining eye. I see a lot of posts about our current president.
Mm.
And a lot of these orders. I don't know what's fake news. I don't know what's real news. I just don't know.
Right.
But listen, y'all. We should not, especially as the children of God, we should not be worried about anything that's coming against us when we have somebody who is for us.
No weapon formed.
Said if he is for us, then he's more than the whole world against us. So let's continuously put our trust in God.
Continue to put
because
our trust
he,
in God.
No matter who is in office,
no matter who,
God is in still. He's still
no
in control.
No matter who.
All right, I just wanted to share that.
He just had
all right,
to
we
share
can
that.
On.
Amen. That was beautiful.
Yes, I just wanted to share that. Just
all right, so listen. Today we are about to get into red flags. This is one of the episodes in the red flag series, and we are talking about am I the drama?
Yes.
Man, finding the red flags. That is me.
Listen, y'all, if y'all missed last week's... Listen, y'all, we had a snowstorm last week. Everybody was covered in snow. And, you know, once you get in these little states...
Baby, every time
miss.
We get ready to get into the show, okay. You go into right. a whole nother
right.
tangent.
Come on, let's go. All right, I just...
Because I'm asking him questions today. Sometimes people don't want to talk about whether they the red flag.
That's okay. Red flag.
Sometimes people just don't want to know.
Red
if
flag.
They the red flag,
let's
but
go.
Hey, I want to know if I'm the red flag
okay,
because
cool.
my whole desire is to do better. So
let's go.
I have a couple of questions that came through the chat, and
oh, yeah.
I'm going to start with
come on
this one. Hold up, that's not the one I want to
see.
Start.
That's why I was talking.
No. I got you, babe. I got you.
That's why.
I got you.
That is why I was talking.
Okay. This is the one I'm going to start with. Who taught you how to love? And do you think they got it right?
Who taught you how to love? I believe that the way we learn how to love is learning it from the one who is love. Like God, because God is love, we have to learn the love of God so that we can learn how to love. So I don't really believe people themselves can teach you how to love, because this is something that you have to obtain within. And because we've been born with a price, and we've been born,
bought with a price, baby.
Yeah, we've been brought with a price.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because we've been brought with a price. There is a I guess the word I'm looking for is there's a mandate that we understand who is love, and because if we understand that, then we'll know how to love. And that's the only way to really to kind of give that some validation on that. Just learning how to love from God.
Right.
That's the only one who can show us what it is.
Right. And so if I had to answer this question, I would say that I learned how to love from looking at my mother and my father.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because at the young, tender age of 2, 3, 4, and 5, I don't think that I'm looking at God as my teacher of how to love yet. What I'm looking at is my parents. So I believe I learned how to love from my parents. My mother wasn't very touchy-feely, so guess what? I thought that I did not like, it's like, ugh. But I found out later that that was what I picked up. And that was not true for me because I don't mind being touched every now and then.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Touch me.
Okay. Yeah, I hear what you're saying on that. But remember this. Before you were even formed in your mother's womb, God knew you. You know what I'm saying? Before you were formed, God knew you. And he knew what he was creating when he created you. He knew the purpose that you were created for.
Right.
So even though the first relationship that we learn how to interact in is our parents, but the actual feelings and the thing that come with it, those emotions our and stuff, parents. It comes from the Lord.
I understand. And you right now, bless God, you up in the fifth heaven. But come down a little bit here with me. And let's talk about like the first time you felt loved. You probably don't remember.
Well, in my household, no, I didn't feel love. I didn't. I mean, because everybody's situation, you know, look at this. You know, a lot of people kind of grew up in situations where, you know, where life was life and parents were, you know, parenting.
Right.
And parenting meaning that they had to survive. And some of them were young. I know when I had my first kid, I was young. I didn't know how to give my son love. I didn't know this stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to learn this later on in life, but there was a space that I had to really put myself in to understand what it was to be able to give it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know what it was.
Okay. So what do you think happened to you when you needed love as a child, but it didn't show up in your adult life? Like that wasn't how I wanted to say it. What happens? What happens when you need love in your childhood and it don't show up in your adult life?
Well, I mean, because you don't get it. That's what I'm saying. Like, there are things that we need as a child. There's like we need food to survive.
Right.
You need love to survive. You need validation to survive. You need these love languages that you are born, you know, these deficiencies that you were born with to be fulfilled. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes as parents, we miss that. Sometimes we don't spend the quality time with our kids because, like I said, life be life and you got to work till from what, 9 to 5, sometimes 9 to 9, sometimes overtime.
Right.
So, you know, you have really literally not that much time to spend with your kids. And there's more, you know, and I'm sure these jobs ain't one day. These jobs are, you know, so that you can maintain the household. So if you're dealing with parents that have to work, then you're missing that time that needs to be put into you.
Is that what you dealt with?
Yeah, I dealt with that. Then my parents had to work. You know, I had a thank God for the father figure that God placed in my life. But, you know, I mean, there was certain things, you know, my dad couldn't be there. And I had to learn, you know, later on in life that, you know, my dad probably, you know, and I know he was, you know, and I'm sure he'll be tuning in later. But my dad, there was some things that he didn't know as a man at that time, you know, because, you know, we were taught culturally. We were taught culturally.
Yeah.
And culturally said relationships, to be in a relationship, guess what you have to be doing? You have to be intimately involved to call this or to solidify this as a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not intimately involved, this is, I'm going to go somewhere where I'm going to get my needs fit, my needs met. So the thing is, because of that, you know, saying when you're intimate with somebody, you know, you're going to really, you taking a big risk there, because guess what can happen out of being intimate? You know, you get the woman pregnant.
Do you think that that was one thing that you saw in yourself as a red flag?
I saw in myself as a red flag. My red flags at that time was because I didn't know who I was. You know what I'm saying? I did miss the the love that I needed. I did miss the things that I needed to develop as a child. I didn't get those things that I needed to develop.
Right.
So when I got in situations or even in relationships, not just relationships, but like friendships and stuff like that,
yeah.
I was malnutritious.
Yeah, yeah.
There was things. Yeah, I was malnutritious. So there was some. Am I saying it right?
Malnutritioned.
Yeah, I was malnutritioned. I was malnutritioned. So because of that, because I was malnutritioned, you know, there were certain things missing.
There were certain things what?
There were certain things that I was missing that I was looking for in relationships. So because of that, let's use this as an example. Because my life is biblical now, so I'm sorry. Let me use this as an example. Joseph, the story of Joseph.
Right.
Now, Joseph's brothers didn't like him. They didn't like him not because he was their brother. He was considered a favorite because at that point, Jacob was really now being what he needed to be after all of that turmoil and after all the back and forth of him sleeping with the handmaid and him sleeping with Leah and sleeping with the handmaid and sleeping with. So he was going back and forth. The brothers was experiencing this turmoil of brothers of mother and father going this and doing that and doing this and everything was wrong.
Yeah.
So what they experienced a level of, man, I'm not even getting, you know, I'm not getting that time that I need with our parents. I'm not right. getting. Then, first of all, he don't even love
Leah. Right.
He don't even love her like he should. So right. We don't even see this. So when Joseph came from a situation where he really loved this woman, his attitude and how he was reacting was different. So what they did was they was jealous of him. They didn't like him because of that reason.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the thing was, here's a situation where you have brothers and sisters going at it because not brothers and sisters, but brothers going at it because of what they've been through in the home, mm-hmm. what didn't happen. So this is the reaction. You know what I'm saying? If I could kill him, I would. If I could, you know, because that who he think he is. And then he came back later and said, I had a dream, and my dream was, you guys are going to bow to me. And they like, bow to you? Now you really done lost your scruples.
Yeah.
You know, you done lost every screw in your head that, you know what? We're going to do you in. But here's the reaction of what was lacking and what they were dealing with their situation. So this is why it's so important that we understand that, you know, getting in relationships, we have to have the proper motive of why we get in relationships. And we have to erase that narrative of relationships is sexual. The relationships are, you know what I'm saying? Your intent for relationship should be for the purpose of marriage, because inside of the marriage, and we don't say, and I'm not saying that every marriage is perfect, because no marriage is perfect, but in that setting, then the kids are getting the balance that they need from each parent. They're getting the nurturing from the mother,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting the discipline and the teaching from the dad.
Right.
But if the dad and the mom is going through different, then you're not getting
what's
needed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
So how can that person?
Good evening, Patricia.
Can that person determine what they're that? Okay, so a lot of people, when we talk about red flags, we always look out on the outside that. The red flag, yeah, I'm looking at the red flags in my relationship, and yeah, that was a red flag, and this was a red flag. So how can you determine whether you are the red flag? And this is based on the fact of growing up in the household. We still there. Growing up in the household, seeing certain turmoil that you deal with or dealt with in the household, and now you're coming up into the point of getting in relationships. How can you determine whether or not you're the red flag?
Well, a lot of times you will never be able to. Sometimes we don't even know that we're a red flag.
Right, that's true.
Sometimes we don't. It's non-benounce to us that we are even toxic like that. But a lot of times you know if you're a red flag if every situation you get in, you get the same results.
Okay, give us an example.
An example is if I go into this relationship and it doesn't happen because something that I did,
mm-hmm.
and then I go to this relationship and it doesn't happen or it doesn't work out because of something that I did.
Right.
I go into this relationship and something happens because of something that I did. I may not even realize what I did. It's not
always outside. Now you have to at least
wonder like, okay, is it me? You know what I'm saying? Like, if everywhere you go, I used to hear a friend of mine say, if everywhere you go and you smell something on your shoe, you need to check your shoe.
He said, if everywhere you go, you smell boo-boo.
Check your shoes. Check your shoes. Check what's on your shoe. That might mean
your feet.
Yeah, it really, truly, at this point, may be what's on your shoes. But the thing is, man, a lot of times we don't realize that, man, because, again, there are deficiencies that we don't know. Only thing we knowing is that we're latching on to things that we feel that we need. We're latching on to relationships because we don't want to be lonely. You know, we're latching on to relationships because we don't want to feel rejected. We don't want to deal with certain situations. So I just believe that we become red flags when we're looking to be fulfilled and not to be filling.
Okay, so let's go over a couple of those red flags. We posted a question on social media, and the question was, what's one habit you have that could make somebody label you as the red flag in the relationship? So here are a few of the red flags. Sometimes we don't realize that it's me. One of them is shutting down on people. If you continuously shutting down on others, detaching, then that is a red flag. I was about to say that could be, but that is a red flag, because there's no way you can keep a connection, a healthy connection, if you're always detaching.
Yes.
Okay. The next one is clinging too tightly. Every time you turn around, you clingy. He can't go nowhere. She can't go nowhere without you. Knowing what's going on, what you're doing, where you at, where you going, that's a sign of insecurity. And that does not allow the relationship to breathe. Mm-hmm. That's a red flag.
Yes.
Okay. Avoiding accountability. This is when you just won't, you avoid it like a plague. No matter what happened, it's never your fault. When you look at your account, it always say, not my fault, wasn't me. I could have did that better if he or she had.
Yes.
It's the whole account is somebody else did it. It wasn't me. That is a red flag.
Yes.
Another one is overreacting to small issues. Blowing minor problems out of proportion and creating unnecessary conflict. Wow.
Yes.
We are born to create. We are born from the Creator. But when you create and your creations are always unnecessary conflicts, that's a red flag.
Absolutely.
Small things become magnified underneath the scope of magnification. If you keep magnifying that problem and you keep putting something on it all the time, it becomes a big thing. That's those people also, that go from 1 to 100 real quick, yeah, like that.
True. Also, real quickly, hey, just a couple of shout-outs on Liza. We love you so much. We miss you. Patricia McDonald, thank you so much for tuning in with us. Ms. Brooks, thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. Ashley Jones, thank you.
Good evening. Thank you so much.
So here's the thing, too. I believe if we can sum all of that up, because that everything you're saying is so key. It's so key. Summing all of that up is like a lot of times when we're in situations and the situation always has to be about us, right, and how we feel.
Right.
It always has to be about me, and only me. You made me feel this way. You did me dirty.
Yeah.
You did this to me, and you said this about me. And
I want somebody in my life to share my life with me. Yeah.
When your life has, first of all, your life is not your own. But right. When your life in your mind becomes about your life, that is very toxic.
Explain that.
Because you only doing what you feel is good for you when there has a plan. There's already a plan for your life.
Yeah, God did say that.
There's a plan for your life. So when you go outside of that plan to make it about you, then that's what you're doing. Then now everybody that gets involved with you has to fit into what works for only you.
Only you. Wow. Only you.
So it only works for you. And that's not, when you're dealing with two people, you have to be able to come together and reason.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Come, let us reason.
Yeah, you have to come together and reason.
Yes.
Now, what you like or what you feel you need or whatever the case is and what this person likes or this person, you have to be able to come together. And that's what relating is.
Relating.
And if you can't relate, if it's the relationship is only about the eight.
Right. Then the, or the reela.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's only about the you in the relationship,
right,
then
the ship there's is a, going there's to a sink. Flag.
Red because, flag. Yeah, you got we and I used to be I used to be, you know, I got the t-shirt and I used to be the mm-hmm. president of the club. You know, it was very hard for me to be able to relate in relationships because I was going through so much, and I expected the people that I were with to understand what I was going through.
Right.
And the crazy part was I couldn't even explain what I was going through. I just expected them. That was my expectation.
That was a red flag.
Yeah. I expected them to understand or understood how I felt because I was upset. So because I'm upset, you need to know to leave me alone while I was upset.
Yeah.
Very toxic.
That was.
Like, how are you going to just expect somebody to know that you're upset without uh-huh. even having a conversation to say, hey, listen, yeah. I'm feeling this way. You know, we ignore all of that. And we just, again, here's another aspect or another a way that we make the situation totally about us.
And as you can see, you can grow from your red flags.
Absolutely.
Because what he's saying now used to be how he saw things.
Yes.
But he has grown from that. So red flags don't have to stay red.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mama Cheek, you saw that?
What did she say?
She said, yes, we've got to learn to live with God so that we can learn to live with a spouse.
If we don't learn to live exactly. with God, we will not learn to
exactly.
live. We will learn to exist and survive. And survival mode is not pretty, people. Red flag.
Yes. But I don't, man, I say this. You know, because lately, for some reason, my wife and I have been dealing with people who truly don't believe in God and don't even want to know who God is. And this is lately who God has really been putting us around. Mm-hmm. But it's like there is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. And the thing is, it's like the way that they're going, they're not even happy in their way. And so it's like you can't experience happiness or true living if you don't live the way God designed for you to live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to always make it about, that's what I'm saying. You're going to always make it about you.
Uh-huh.
And when you make it about you, you leave God out of it. And woe unto that person that leaves God out of their life, man.
And you know what's so interesting? What you just said, they don't even know. And that's the common theme, it seems like, for so many things in the world today. They don't even know
yes.
that they are the way that they are. They don't even know, that they are the red flag. We don't even know that we are the red flag.
Absolutely.
And it's not, let me tell you how you can really, really find out, am I the red flag? What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to take some time, slow down a little bit. I know life is life, and slow down for you and say, okay, you don't have to tell anybody, but say it to yourself, do I resemble any of these red flags?
Absolutely.
Does it always have to be about me? Me, 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 me. Because usually that means you're going to end up with, In the days of life where you really need a village, you're going to be with me, 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 right? Am I the person that's too clingy? And clinginess, it has the opposite effect. If I'm too clingy, it'll push people away.
Yes.
Do you understand that? That clingy, being too clingy, results in pushing people away. You have to start thinking, okay, is that me?
Absolutely.
Start thinking about, okay, am I the person that is in constant need of validation? I need to be validated. Some people, they don't think anything is wrong with that today, but it is. If I constantly need another human being to validate me,
yes.
And social media has us on that thing. If I constantly need another person to validate me, then when they stop validating me, what am I going to feel about me?
Yes.
You know? So stonewalling. Every time I shut it down. I'm shutting it down. If I don't feel like talking about you, we're having a disagreement, I'm really not feeling you right now, I'm shutting it down. And you go inside of yourself. But if the outside, what you're exuding looks like that, when you go inside of yourself, I'm sure it's not a pretty place.
Do you know, just real quick, Mama Cheek said, hallelujah, y'all still moving strong in the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen, Mama.
Praise God. And Patricia said, closed mouth don't get fed. You have to communicate. Absolutely.
You have to.
You have to. And hey, Lisa, how you doing? Lisa Dabney.
Hey.
Love you so much. We miss you too.
Hey, girl.
Smothering a person, they need a space. Everybody needs a space. Everybody needs a space. Here's the thing. I think in that space, there should be boundaries within the space. But needing a space. Needing a space. Like, if you need space to kind of deal with yourself, there's a fine line between that space. Like I said, I mean, we should have that space of a boundary. Like, okay, look, we just not going to do this. Or look, I believe that God has me here. So if you're not going to come here and come with God, then you are not allowed in this space.
You're not allowed in this space.
You're not allowed in this space. So I just believe when it comes to having the space, what the space without the communication, it just leaves more space.
Yeah.
Because if you continuously need space, then that space is not what brings us together. What brings us together. It's, you know, now if you're allowing God in your space,
there it is.
You know what I'm saying? Then there's a coming together.
Yeah.
But again, we should be able to come together. And I remember those times because we dealt with it. I promise you, we dealt with it.
We have.
With times when I needed space, but in that space, I wasn't thinking like I should have. I just felt like I don't have to deal. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In that space, it was like I didn't have to deal with the communication. It was like my escape from dealing with the hard conversation. I didn't want to have that hard conversation. So give me space. So right. I don't say the wrong thing or give me space
and
so that
get in the car.
Yeah, and I get in the car and I drive off for 3-4 hours or sometimes don't even come back.
Yes, you did.
Late in the night, that's not coming back.
Right.
That's still late.
That's when I did this to you the door. Click.
Yeah, you got to be careful. you got to be careful of the space that we desire to get our headspace together. Because if we still need to do that, then there's some things that we need to work out in our soul salvation. There's some things that we still need to work out.
He said in our soul salvation.
Yes, yeah.
So, and then the thing with space too, when you take space, usually you have to make sure you take space when at the right time. When you take space when you mad, you got to know who's right on your shoulder. You got the little devil
Absolutely.
Right here. You got the little angel right here. That devil's saying, go ahead and ride off.
Absolutely.
The angel says, no, don't ride off. Work it out. And then the devil said, don't listen to him. You know how that goes.
Yes, absolutely.
So when you take space, take it with the intentions of taking the angel with you and telling that devil, do him like this. Boop, knock him off. Because if you let him ride, let me just say this. Don't let the devil ride.
Got you. Patricia, she said, yes, that's what I mean. Boundaries. Like, they don't want to discuss something right there. Let it lay until later. Got you.
We used to do that. We do that better now. We do it better now. Where if I need, well, let's say he needs some space. I mean, let me not say space. He needs some time. But in the meantime, while he's taking time to kind of like get his thoughts together and get out of that space of anger or whatever, we still communicate.
Yes.
That you want something to eat?
Yeah.
You know, we still communicate.
Yeah, and space doesn't mean that right. It don't mean that we don't still interact. Because again, just because we can't deal with the issue don't mean we should stop interacting.
We still interact.
Let's interact and come back to the issue later.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Just make sure we don't do that. That's
a
red flag.
And it took us practice. So practice,
it
works.
Let me read what our team leader wrote here. She said, Mia Williams, thank you, love. She said, I find that many times when I do not see my red flag, it is because I justify my reaction to someone's action. Yes.
Wow.
But truth is, we all can make a justification, right or wrong. So we have to look at each situation and ask, how can I have responded differently? Because many times our emotions skew our interpretations of other actions. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
Exactly.
Which leads us to another red flag. If this is you, you don't have to tell nobody. Just think about it. Emotional manipulation.
Exactly.
That was mine. That was mine. And thank God for growth. Mine was emotional manipulation. That's using guilt, the silent treatment.
That was yours?
Or passive aggressive. See, it don't have to be All three.
That was yours?
Baby. What?
Okay, all right, all right. Babe. She stopped. She's still manipulated a little bit now.
Okay, but do I?
Yeah.
Babe, do I manipulate?
A little bit.
Tell me how.
When you want me to stroke your ego and give you what you owe, you
put, oh, when I do my baby voice?
You that lay it is on manipulation. Thick, you lay it on thick, girl.
Like, baby.
Yes, uh-huh.
Man. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
So anyway, you either going to use guilt, you can use a silent treatment, or the passive aggressive is the thing. You passively aggressively trying to control situations where, you know what, I guess I ain't worth you coming here to do nothing with me tonight. Or, well, I guess you listen to them. You don't listen to me. Passive aggressive.
Exactly. Make it, you know, that guilt trip, man. Yeah. Come on, man. Y'all women got that power, too, to do, throw something out there.
Yeah.
Women, y'all got that. Y'all got that, for real. Y'all got that on lock.
Whoa, buddy, because it's a lot of dudes out here that have that, too.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Well,
you can't even really distinguish these days. It's a lot of dudes out there that do it too.
Real quickly, Ms. Brooks said boundaries. I don't want to say your first name because Dwana. Is it Dwana? Please forgive me if I'm saying it wrong. She said boundaries are needed in your relationships. You have certain agreements and rules while putting God first. Come on, girl. Come on. I love
boundaries.
That. Yes. Knock them off. That's right. Knock them off.
Don't let the devil rise.
Come on here.
Don't let the devil rise.
Proactive towards our reaction. That's right. We have to be.
Okay, talk about that. We have to be proactive towards our reaction.
Because the thing is, you sow seeds, and these seeds grow.
Uh huh.
So if you're sowing the proactiveness, if you're sowing, okay, listen, no matter if the situation is hard for us to talk now, mm-hmm. this is a seed that you're sowing. This is being proactive. If you're sowing the seed, like I said, this really worked for me and my wife, because what it did was it really played in our mental, like when we really started interacting and just kind of letting go the emotion of the situation, when we really came back to think about it, what we were arguing about in the first place really wasn't that big.
And
it was just fact that we triggered emotions that were already inside of us.
I wish y'all could read the text messages from our last disagreement. If you read those text messages, they sound like two people talking about two totally different issues.
Absolutely.
About the same situation.
Absolutely.
He was saying, well, this, and I said, well, this. And when you read it, it was like, wait, once all the emotions was out of the way.
Yeah.
It was like, man, it don't even look like we're talking about the same situation. Yeah. Because what he saw in the situation, I hadn't even thought about that. That wasn't even why I thought he was upset or why it was even mad. And when he brought what he brought, it was like, what? Sometimes that's why it's called a misunderstanding.
Yes.
Now, it's a red flag when you have a misunderstanding and you recognize it's a miss and you stay on that thing. Like,
absolutely.
That person needs to feel the wrath of the fact that they know it's a miss. If it's a miss, it's a miss. And keep
it moving. And let me say this, y'all. There are a lot of tricks and a lot of influence to turn you away from God.
My goodness.
There are a lot of things that is presented to us to really turn us away from the person who is the problem solver.
Oh.
So what happens is we are influenced with what? Emotions.
Yes.
Because what happens is our emotions stir up in our system, and it causes us to now either react wrong or react right.
Ooh.
But our body responds to what's put inside of us emotionally. So what happens is the enemy now uses that to even, let me give y'all a quick little counseling thing. You know, thank God I'm graduating this year, y'all. I'm graduating.
Yay, shameless plug.
But this is a little plug, y'all. Be careful. Now, I remember, this is so funny because I had a test on this thing about mental illness.
Uh-huh.
I had a test on this last weekend. It was a full study. And the culture has put an illness on emotion. They've put an illness on anger. You got anger problem. That's a mental illness. No, that is not. Do you know what a mental illness is? If you really have a brain dysfunction, if you have something organically wrong with your mind.
Yeah.
Like if you really like your mind really can't occupy or you know
operate.
What I'm saying, or operate or function
correctly,
in like a brain, something, things that causes those illnesses like a brain tumor, cancerous stuff in the brain. You know what I'm saying? These are things that causes you to have a true illness.
A mental illness.
A mental illness, which causes you to not function in your right mind. But when it comes to an anger or an emotion, what the enemy has does is culturally has put a stigma on the emotion and now made it a sickness. Wow. So now what we do is now we hold on to, well, I have a mental illness problem. What's wrong with you? I have anger issues. No, you don't. You have happy issues. You have happy issues. You have things that you don't look to what makes you happy. You know what I'm saying? You don't deal with that.
You know that?
Huh?
You in the book, the Lord said when you're going through, you got to look at these things, those things that will bring you joy.
Yes.
You don't have an anger issue. You have a, I can't get happy
I can't issue. Get happy. I can't find my happy. Exactly.
And I'm go ahead.
Because this joy that I have.
Come on.
Or that I should have.
That I have.
That I have.
It.
Yeah.
You got it.
The world didn't give it to me.
Uh-huh.
And the world definitely can't take it away.
Well, the world will try to suppress it.
Exactly. So when we get into the spirit realm or into God, these things that we call mental illness won't even be an illness that we're calling it.
And I feel the fight back. I feel the fight back.
That's okay.
Let me explain to you something about the fight back. There is an agenda, a spiritual agenda that the enemy has placed on what he wants to still continuously be in control of, and that's this world.
Yes.
God gave it back to his children. He says, I came to redeem so my children can be back in charge of the world. If you are his child, you'll understand. Okay?
Yes.
So what happens is we have to remember that there are a lot of agendas at work in the spirit realm.
Absolutely.
One of which being everything has become a mental illness.
Everything.
But the Bible says, be angry and sin not.
And sin not.
That means that for his children, I have given you the power to be angry, but you don't have to sin.
You don't have to sin.
Uh-huh. He says, think on these things.
That's
when you're
right.
going through all this stuff and your mind all over the place and your anxiety is high, then what he's telling you to do is think about things that are pure. Think about things that are true.
Absolutely.
Think about things that are right. And he's telling you how to
right.
think so that those things can be quieted down. He made us that way.
Because here's the thing. It is targeted to do what? Attack your faith and come against what you believe to make you do what?
Right.
Fear.
Fear.
And what is fear? Fear is not of God.
And
so the whole purpose
anxiety.
Of it is to separate you from God.
Uh-oh.
So anger or anxiety is those things that make you fear.
Without faith.
Without faith.
It's impossible.
Yes.
To do what?
Please God.
Please God.
Come on here. Two comments here.
Come on.
She corrected my pronunciation. Thank you. She said, oh, that's a pretty name. She said, it's Dwayana. Dwayana. Did I say
okay.
it right? I like that. Hey, TC girl, my baby sis on here.
I have a you doing shout out?
Yeah, I'm doing quick
okay,
shout out.
Go
she
ahead.
Said the adversary knows. I like what she put, Dwayana. She said the adversary knows how our weaknesses and our desires stir up sin. That's
Ooh.
Right. He goes for our mind first. Come on here, girl. We have to grow in the spirit and not grow in the flesh. Absolutely.
Right. Come on.
And Mia, let me read what team leader put. She said, misdiagnosis prevents one from healing the illness. That's right.
Come on
here. If you
are
focusing on even praying for your mental state. Ooh. Come on, Mia.
For your
when the problem is in your heart, one cannot locate the source of the issue. Girl, you done preached a sermon.
My Lord,
the doors
my
of the
Lord,
church are
my
not
Lord,
open.
Come here.
Come on. Come on here. But that's it. That's it. Come on. Now, I'm sorry. I just wanted to
okay.
give those two quick shout outs.
So basically, as we're going into all of the agenda, and we have to understand something, every red flag that we are calling out, remember, I told you can grow from it. You can be healed from it. Whether it's from childhood or not. So the thing is, we have to remember that if you hear a red flag, that's what you go to God on your behalf for.
Absolutely.
God, this is what I noticed about me tonight from this podcast. This is one of my red flags. I've heard people tell me this in the past, but I ignored it. I was saying that y'all haters, you jealous of me. Yeah, you just want to be me. But when I really pay attention and I'm by myself, I realize that this is a red flag. Nobody should want to keep a red flag. Yeah. Let it go.
I'm sorry, I just to kind of go back, not to rewind. Let me rewind a little bit.
Okay.
How can you have a mental illness and you're still functioning in society? So if you really had an illness, I just had to say that. If you, because I thought about it, like we do have, I know some people who have situations where the kids they're artistic.
Yeah, are some situations.
You know, artistic situations. All, right. You know, there's some situations, and that, you know, there's some things that are going on that,
right.
Causes them to
constitute illness,
yeah,
right.
So they have to get, you know, certain treatment and special treatment and stuff like that. But again, I just kind of wanted to
I feel you though.
It's so important that we watch and we be so careful of how the enemy is truly trying to take us away from our focus. Right. You know what I'm saying? When we are putting illnesses on issues that God can take care of.
That he already told us how to take care of.
Yes, he already told it is not a sickness to not be upset because your daddy wasn't there, or be upset because your mama wasn't there.
Or you didn't grieve correctly from a loved one.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That doesn't cause an illness. It causes a hurt.
Right, a pain that you need to be healed.
It causes a pain that you need to be...
Listen,
I'm sorry.
The thought that came to my mind is if you have a double mind, everything that you do in life is going to be unstable.
And you
could think that that's a illness, a mental illness, a double minded man. On one side of your neck, you can't be hollering that the mind of the righteous is blessed. And on the other side of your neck, you hollering, I went to my therapist and they told me I have a mental illness. No. Let me tell you something. If it's a blessing, there is no illness in blessings. So we have to learn that these are some tricks. Since I'm not saying everybody. Now, mind you, this is the umbrella that we're talking about does not include those who actually have the organic mental illness. It's not about those who really, truly have this thing going. We're talking about the idle mind. Well, it doesn't even say the idle mind is the devil's workshop in the Bible.
Yes.
But we understand that that's the lesson from it, that the devil want to mess with your mind. That's his workshop. That's his playground.
Yes.
So what else is he going to do but constantly feed us in the culture that we live in? Mental illness, mental illness, mental illness, mental illness.
What did God
do? Until we believe that we have
one. What did God do to stop? Oh, Mama Pearly. Hey, Mama P. I'm sorry. Mama Pearly, we miss you, girl. But what did God bless Solomon with? He blessed him with wisdom, and he blessed him with a heart, a pure heart, because they both go together. Your mind,
Solomon.
Yes, he did. When God came to Solomon, he said, "Whatever you want, whatever you want, I'm going to give it to you." And he said, because I've been put in a situation of leadership, you know what I want from you, God? God gave him what he wanted because he was sowing a whole lot of sacrifice.
Right.
And he said, I want wisdom. Give me the understanding of how to even hold this position.
Right.
So God not only gave him the mind, but he gave him the heart. He gave him the heart. So that means they go together. The mind without the heart. Oh my God! With the mind without the heart is you. You might as well be nothing.
Come on, you about to make me shout. How you do it?
You might as well be nothing.
So they
go together.
Yes,
the mind and the
Amen.
Heart.
Because I can't get it.
Because out of the abundance of the heart,
come on. Hey.
The mouth speaks. So it's so important that the heart and the mind line together.
Gotta line up. Yeah,
so if your mind says, love thy neighbor as you love yourself, then what you develop in your heart is a love for that neighbor.
So because the
mind and the heart is lining up together. So you must understand that's what we were made of. Mind, body, and what?
Come on, spirit.
Come
that's
on.
What we made up.
That's
baby.
What we're made up of.
Yes.
So these things have to work congruently together.
Yes.
They have to work together.
They
just
must.
Like in ministry, you have to not just preach, but you got to be able to counsel.
Disciple.
You
got
to be able to disciple.
You
it goes
be able to
together.
Love.
There is not one thing greater than the other.
Come on.
Because they all work together.
All of them.
All things work together for all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
Oh.
So we must allow these components to work together.
Yes,
that they can work good for God for the purpose of what? Discipling his people.
Right.
Because that's the whole purpose. And remember this, thank you, Holy Ghost. Nothing happens to us, bad, good, or indifferent that God don't allow.
He either allows or ordains it.
Everything that happens bad to us is on. It's like a person that It's a person that don't know how to get up without an alarm clock. That trouble comes because it's waking you up. It's waking you up. Yep. It's to get your attention.
Get up.
Sometimes God has to allow trouble to come just to get our attention.
Wake up, sister.
Because guess what? I'm a witness. Sometimes if it wasn't for that trouble, I would not call on God. Because I'm all in my own head trying to get what I feel that I got to get for myself. So I'm leaving God out of it. So God allowed trouble. Like, nah, you can't walk this walk without me. You can't do it. You just cannot do it. I'm sorry. So don't fret because trouble comes your way. Just get back in alignment with God.
Jesus, he will fix it.
Quiet singing right now.
I'm excited. I'm happy, y'all. I don't ask for no apologies. I do not apologize.
Absolutely.
I'm excited because I don't know. Everything don't have to be going perfect for me, but I'm just excited for some reason.
That's right, Dwayana. Come on here. She said,
okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Uh-uh. Thank God for mama. She said, God blessings can't be a curse. Christ-like characteristics that trouble comes because he is testing you for a testimony.
Do y'all know how many times it has been said in my ear that I'm crazy?
I even called you crazy one time.
In the past.
You crazy just like the rest of them.
Yeah, he used to say that.
You crazy too.
And I ain't even do nothing. But
that's because what my mindset was.
The other person trying to tell you something that's not even you. You just got to know.
Yeah, but you got to understand if they're telling you that, that's where they are.
Let me take that back. How many times somebody said you should be crazy? Because girl, you should be crazy. All the stuff you done went through. Girl, you should. And people will tell you that. But I could not because I didn't want it. I didn't want to be crazy. I didn't want to be out of my mind. And then I was always taught as a kid that's how the devil works. If he builds something in your mind, trust me. I mean, if he's going to play and have a workshop in your mind, he's going to build something. Mm-hmm. I didn't want that. So I went with the thing that I knew best, and that was God. I'm glad and I'm grateful that I'm not crazy. Because some of the things I went through, I probably should be biting my shoulder, talking about my mama's that. I should. But I'm not. I'm in my right mind. And I still have things, of course, that I have to work out, you know, like anybody else. But I thank God that I did not buy into that I have a mental illness. I don't want nothing to take away my accountability. I don't want nothing to take away my integrity. That's another red flag. I see it right here. It says a red flag is inconsistent actions. That's a red flag. Saying one thing, but doing another and making it hard for people to trust you.
Yes.
Red flag.
Do you know that comes from not trusting your own self? A lot of times because we don't trust our own decision making. Sometimes we don't trust our own level of thinking. Right. We don't trust that we can make the right decision because everything that we tried to do, it didn't work out.
Right, right, right.
So sometimes you come against people who really have that problem. And that is a red flag.
It's a red
flag. The thing is, again, it only becomes a red flag. And this is what I'm seeing. It's kind of wrapping it up a little bit.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing here in the red flags is it's only a red flag is when you're operating in what you believe. When you are doing what you believe that you need to do for yourself and not really allowing God to take what's inside of you and put it on display for somebody else to be delivered from what you've been through.
And that's oh my goodness. I'm so glad you said that. The thing is, your life is not your own.
It's not your own.
And the things that you have gone through, that you made it through, that shows you how powerful you are, that you made it through. And the things that you may be going through right now or going to go through, God says, I'm allowing all of that. Because especially today, nobody's going to listen to you tell them how that you can help them if you have never went through anything.
Absolutely.
It's like, well, you can't tell me nothing. Yes, I can. I know exactly where you are. I've been there. And God took me through it. He didn't take me out of it. I wish he had.
Yes.
But
yes.
Let me tell you, this is what's going to happen. This is what God is trying to share with you, because that's what he shared with me. But if we take everything we go through and all of our red flags and everything and start feeling sorry for ourselves or start acting like, you know, we got to put up a block and I don't want. No, we have to go through it.
Yes.
You went through it, baby. It's okay. You went through that to be a testimony for somebody else, to let them know you can go through it too. And yes, you're going to be all right, because look at me. I'm fine. Yeah. I'm fine now.
I want you guys to keep us in your prayers, because we truly have been being attacked.
Yeah.
Just lately, man. It's been the very thing that's important to me, which is family, is the very thing that God has been attacking us in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just asking you guys out there in Shiftville to keep us in your prayers, that you know, that we continuously go forward and keep staying in the presence of God, so that we don't get discouraged in this walk. Yeah. Because, you know, family is very important
very
to me.
Important.
You know, it's very important, right. You know what I mean? You know, but again, that's the area that was so important to us, is I guess God is saying, you know, I'm the only minister to myself.
I think he's saying, teaching us about family.
I think he's teaching us about, don't put them before me. I will have no other God before me. Even if it's your family.
I can, you know, see
what I'm saying?
That.
Even though that's important, but I have them. You know what I'm saying? I still want your focus to be on me. So that could be what God
but
is
that,
really saying
I know
to
one
us.
Thing he's teaching me about family is break every chain. The bondage. And let me tell you something. This is my red flag. I put myself in bondage to what I wanted my family to see me as or love me like. I put myself, they didn't put me in bondage. I did. And God is like, really, when he take you through something, he'll take you through something to either break some chains.
Absolutely.
To shake the tree and whatever dead gonna fall to the ground. To press some olives to get the oil out.
Yeah.
God will do those things, but in those moments of pressing, shaking, and breaking, we have to say thank you, God, because even though I don't like the way this feels, I know you're doing it for a reason. I don't want these red flags. I see myself so clear. It's not always everybody else. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I need you.
Yes,
and I don't
fix those things that's,
fix
that
those
are in
things
me.
In me, yeah.
And, it's thank y'all, Patricia. Thank you so much.
Amen.
She said we all have our trials and tribulation.
We all have them.
And God pull you through it. That's your testimony, because you know things.
Yeah.
Nobody can do it. Thank you so much. Hey,
absolutely.
My dad is on. Hey, Dad.
Absolutely.
Aunt Liza,
hey,
thank
Pop.
You. We love you, Aunt Liza. She
Aunt
said
Liza.
It's a testing of your faith. Find the fullness of your joy in the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Aunt
Liza.
That's
what I have today. Fullness of joy.
Fullness of joy. It's definitely been trying. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, sometimes it's trying because, you know, a lot of times, you know, you try to do things to not be accepted, but to really start the trend of bringing things together.
Right.
So sometimes you'll go above and beyond because, you know, you want this to be, so you go.
Them chains, baby.
Yeah, you want, so you do it, and
in
it's
bondage.
Like you can't do it, man. You know,
yeah.
let God do it. So
let
it's been
it.
It's been a little scarring because, like I said, you know, the family is very important to me, but you know, that's the area that God has been attacking me and my wife in lately for the last couple of weeks.
That's all right.
You know, through family. So
I ain't
y'all,
no easy win.
Yeah.
The devil, he can come. We hard pressed on every side, but I ain't no easy win. So I'm gonna go
you
tooth and nail.
Win?
No, I'm not. I'm going tooth and nail with you, but I'm going in prayer because that's where I fight best.
Amen.
I learned I fight best in prayer, baby. So that's what I'm doing. I'm
so,
coming
yeah,
for
so
you.
Y'all keep your boy and your girl in prayer, man. Y'all keep us lifted up
in the name
you know
of
what
Jesus,
saying, so that we can continuously do what God has called us to do. In these last, and listen, man, and I say that, and I'm you know, I'm probably off script a little bit, but it's like,
oh, we're done, babe.
Yeah, we're done. Okay, cool. But I'm saying that because, man, there's so many things happening, man. You know, folk are going, they dying.
Yeah.
They're not dying old no more. They're dying young. I just lost a goddaughter of mine not too long ago. She was 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She was 28 years old, man. So it's like, you know, you never know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will appear. Yeah. So because of that reason, it's like, you know what I'm saying, like, lay aside every weight, you know what I'm saying, and let's reason. Let's enjoy each other while we're here.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You don't want to deal with the red flags. You don't want to have to deal, but again, sometimes, you know, it's right, it's not for you to deal with it. You know, a lot of times we got to give it to God. And let him deal with it. And some things, that, you know, it's not our battle to fight.
It's not
our battle to fight, man. So we're, even though we're talking red flags, man, and every conversation that we deal with or we talk about on this show, man, we deal with it personally.
Yeah,
you know, we deal with it personally. So, you know, sometimes it may offend people, and that's not our job, and that's not our intent to offend people. Because what we do is we telling on ourselves. We giving you our story.
Hey, transparency, you know, is the best policy.
We're transparent about what we go through. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
when you're transparent, the devil can't come out and say, "Wow, that's what you did," and now everybody like, "Oh."
Exactly. So like I said, man, y'all keep your boy and your girl in prayer, man. As we get ready for this love season coming up, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I just had a thought of?
What you had a thought of?
Instead of red flags, we need to start waving the white flag. That's that surrender. That's that I surrender all. I don't want my red flag. Surrender the white. Wave the white flag. The blood of Jesus is red. When the red blood gets on that black body and that black soul, and he turns it into a white, pure as gold flag.
You say wave a flag. Well, I say hold up that sword, and you wave the sword.
Surrender.
Put on the whole arm of God.
I'm talking to you.
Mama Pearly said one of her church members' son killed himself last week.
See?
And he was 40 years old. See? Oh, man. We praying for the family.
We never know what we're going through. Surrender. It's time. Y'all, this is not a game.
That's right.
This is not a game.
Don't put off tomorrow. That's right, Patricia. Don't put off today for tomorrow. Don't procrastinate.
Don't procrastinate, guys.
Don't do it, y'all.
Give it to
Jesus. So surrender everything, y'all.
Everything.
Give it to God. Everything, man.
He'll take it. He
wants it. If I can say one thing, man. Cast all your cares on him because he cares for you.
Amen.
And because he cares for us, he's going to take care of us. He's going to see us through every trial, every situation, every tribulation, every trial, everything that we know that we can't handle. We got to be able to give it to God. And there are things that he don't even want us focused on that. You know what I'm saying? He said, I'll do it. I'll fight your battles. And what a God to serve that will fight for me.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me I ain't got to defend myself?
I don't have to fight.
Yeah.
And he's God?
Yes. Whew. Like, man, what a God to serve, Like, I don't have to do this, man. And I'm not alone.
Not at all.
I'm not alone in this battle. I'm not alone. Everywhere in scripture where you look at it, God ordained us to do what? He ordained us to bring forth fruit.
Bring forth fruit.
That means there is a level of growth.
My goodness.
Somewhere in our lives.
My goodness.
Whether it's in us or around us. There has to be. That's God's commission for us to bring forth fruit. So let's bring forth fruit in our lives. And how do we do it? Plant the seeds. Plant the seeds and let one plant, some water, some plant, but God gives the increase.
He does.
So allow God to bring the increase, y'all. Because he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men.
Draw. Y'all listen, that's our time for today.
Yes.
Here at Shift Real Talk. My baby just said, Pastor Jay just said, Shiftville. You are our village.
That's right.
Shiftville. Welcome to Shiftville.
Thank you, Elijah.
And if you enjoyed this content, listen, it's not for likes anymore. Sorry, baby. I'm just saying. We're not doing this for likes. We don't want you to share so that people can see Shift Real Talk. We want you to share because we want it to help somebody. So if you know somebody who you can help with this video, send this video to somebody, please. And let them heal from those things that they consider red flags in their life. And if you enjoyed this content, you are not going to want to miss next week when we talk about emotional infidelity.
Amen.
Is it wrong? Or is it infidelity if it's just emotional?
Ooh.
I cheated on you.
Ooh.
But I didn't. Or did you? All right. So that
I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm your girl, Lady Free. Until next week, same bat channel, same bat station, and same bat time.
Peace.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice top laptop brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.